My fellow Americans, to the Officer Jack McLam program. It's good to be back with you again tonight. Yes, we've been cooking today. Let me tell you, here at our Police and Military Association, we've just absolutely been wall to wall with phone calls and email and just all kinds of communication from our police officers and our soldiers out around America and out of about 130 different nations. And I've been trying to prepare for tonight's show, and it's been very difficult for this program. This is one of our Police and Military Association, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and another group, American Citizens and Lawmen Association, and our sister organization, Police and Military Against the New World Orders, PEP programs for about 15 years. And that is the Matthews Call execution case, that where we lost a number of law enforcement people. You guys might remember the Gordon Call case. And tonight we're going to be talking to one of the attorneys for Yuri Call. Remember here, I think a week ago or so, I went over the Call case again, the Gordon Call case where you might remember the shootout in 1983 in North Dakota between a 63-year-old farmer and U.S. Marshals and local law enforcement. The U.S. Marshals, we proved in documentation and so filed that documentation. Our police investigative group of about 12 officers from 9 different states, that the U.S. Marshals had set up Gordon Call and his family, one being Yuri Call, for death, for a shootout with them. And we could prove that through documentation and evidence as law enforcement and police academies records show of what had happened, and also from eyewitness statements that this was a shootout that was perpetrated on purpose against the Call family. Well, you also will remember us talking about that Yuri Von Call was 22 years of age, and he went to prison for being there, just being there at the site. His dad was executed down in Arkansas along with Sheriff Gene Matthews by federal officials. And this is a case that we've been working on for 15 years, our Police and Military Association here. And so we're really pleased tonight to have on Yuri Von Call's attorney. We're pleased because Yuri is now 20, or he's been in there almost 22 years, and there is a possibility of Yuri getting out. And so we're going to talk about it tonight with Barry Baccarat, the attorney for Yuri Call. When we get back, we'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program after these important messages.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, and veterinarians are having with Silver 400. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions. 334-493-0420.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Prices for communication services are going up for AT&T, MCI, and Sprint. Here at SaveOnCommunications.com, we offer the best rates available in the industry. SaveOnCommunications.com offers discount long distance, calling cards, wireless services, VOIP services, DSL services, and much more. Stop feeding the telecom fat cat. Visit SaveOnCommunications.com or call 866-815-6343 and shop the absolute best values in communication products and services in the market today.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. And by the way, for all you listening around the world today, I just want to tell you we're coming to you through Republic Broadcasting Network here. Our headquarters for our Police and Military Association is in the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. So for those of you listening around the world on shortwave and satellite, that's something we want you to know. Let's go real quick now to Barry Bacharach, the attorney for Yuri Call, and also for a gentleman that you haven't heard about probably for a long time, Leonard Peltier. You know, some of you will remember that name, and some of you are probably too young to remember the name. Let's go to Barry now. Barry, what I'd like you to do is establish why I'm on here with you tonight, and you're on with me. What do we need to accomplish? Because definitely, we want to do something to help these men who were railroaded into prison. No doubt, we've read these cases our police association has here, and we want to know what we can do to get them out of prison now that they've been in there for just literally decades. So you pick it up, Barry, and you take us where we need to go to get the information out to the people so that we can be of help.
Well, I think first and foremost, it's important that the public be educated about these injustices and others and political prisoners who are being held and railroaded in the United States, a country based on supposed justice and life, liberty, and freedom for all, and yet that isn't true. And I believe that one of the most important things we can do is educate people on the injustices that Yuri, Leonard, and others have suffered, and take up the cudgel. And the more that more people know, the more I would hope that there would be an outcry against the government and its wrongs. Specifically, we're here tonight because we filed a very important lawsuit for Yuri and Leonard last week, which could lead to their freedom. It's a very important lawsuit that has an extremely strong basis, and I believe that if justice is given, Yuri and Leonard should be released. Now, the technicalities of the lawsuit is basically challenging the parole commissions, U.S. attorneys, and Bureau of Prisons' illegal behavior and failure to fulfill mandate of Congress. In October of 1984, Congress enacted what is known as the Sentencing Reform Act. The key, as relative to the suit, is that Congress, because of the arbitrary and capricious nature of the Parole Commission, and because the Parole Commission, there was no rhyme or reason to their decisions, Congress, on effective October 12, 1984, enacted a law which would abolish the Parole Commission in 5 years. The Parole Commission at that time was required within those 5 years to set firm release dates for all prisoners in its custody on or before October 11, 1989, which at midnight the Parole Commission would expire, with sufficient time for the prisoners to appeal any ruling.
Yeah.
Neither the Parole Commission, the Attorney General, or Bureau of Prisons have followed that law, because Yuri and Leonard should have been given firm release dates and should have been released from prison nearly a decade ago, if not more, as a result of the guidelines in effect and what the Parole Commission was required to do. Now, the basis for the Parole Commission's and what the courts have been buying into is they look to this December 7th, 1987 amendment to that act, which on its face did not resuscitate the Parole Commission and merely changed certain guidelines for the Parole Commission to establish release dates. However, by its terms, Congress mandated that that amendment would only apply to crimes committed after December 7th, 1987. It had no impact or application to Yuri or Leonard. So, prior to October 11th, 1989, Yuri and Leonard should have been granted firm release dates within guidelines then existing. The Parole Commission didn't do it. The Parole Commission expired in October of 1989 only through its own lobbying. As we know, people like to keep their pockets lined. In 1990, Congress began a series of extending the Parole Commission, and the Parole Commission has been illegally refusing to set firm release dates for prisoners such as Yuri and Leonard. And that's really the crux of the lawsuit. Uh-huh. It's that simple, that the parole commission has failed to do what it was supposed to do. And to the extent that it relies on this amendment, it can't because it's violating Congress's mandate. But to the extent it is doing so, it's violating several constitutional rights of prisoners such as Yuri and Leonard. And it's that simple.
Okay, Barry, the big question to us lawmen here is that we've been to court a lot in our lifetime, and we've seen corruption in the courts and judges working with the prosecution to get people either off or on, you know, convicted and so forth. But this has been decades now, and you mentioned in the lawsuit something about a special class of people that Leonard and Yuri fall into. Why do you think they're prejudiced against these two people? What's your feelings on that? Are they being classified as special? Is there some kind of a red mark on their file that I don't care what happens, don't let these guys out, or violate the law if we have to and don't let them out? Or what's going on here?
Well, I think there's two answers to that, because this affects about 6,000 prisoners. So
yeah,
it's broader than Yuri and Leonard. However, Yuri and Leonard are special cases in which it is clear that they've been targeted and are being held for political reasons. For example, Leonard Peltier's case, there is no question the courts have recognized the government misconduct. As recently as last year, I argued an appeal in the 10th Circuit, United States Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit, because the parole commission refused to consider Leonard for parole until December of 2008.
Yes.
And we challenged that because that was a far extension beyond when he should have been released. And the court stated, and despite the arbitrary and capricious nature of the parole commission's ruling, here's an exact quote from the 10th Circuit. Quote, "Much of the government conduct at the Pine Ridge Reservation and in the prosecution of Mr. Peltier is to be condemned. The government withheld evidence. It coerced witnesses. These facts are undisputed."
Wow.
Nevertheless, the court upheld the parole commission's ruling. Now, with respect to Yuri,
wow,
Yuri was supposed to be considered for parole again in 2001, and yet the parole commission has refused to do that.
Yeah.
And the courts seem to be willing to overlook the government misconduct that is rampant in both of these cases, and I believe they are targeted. Why? It is beyond me. I've never quite figured it out, because it seemed, you know, as an attorney, I met Yuri through Leonard, so I'm more familiar with Leonard's case, and I can tell you, as an attorney, when I became involved in Leonard's case, I was embarrassed by what I saw, where the
yes.
government intentionally withheld evidence.
Yes, uh-huh. Withheld
and,
witnesses, too. If I remember, they withheld witnesses, too, didn't they?
Well, they withheld witnesses. They coerced. They had Leonard extradited from Canada by having a woman fabricate three affidavits.
Wow, okay. All right, we're coming up on a break here, Barry.
Okay.
Stay with us. And, folks, we want you to be able to ask questions, because a lot of you out there care about Yuri and Joan Call. And so what we're going to do is, when we come back from the break, we'll open the lines up, but we want to go on and have Barry keep establishing our case here. So please call in only with questions involving the case. We'll be right back.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program. This is that old retired cop up here in the high mountains of Idaho, Rocky Mountains, USA. And I'm very privileged to have Barry Bacharach on, the attorney for Yuri Call and Leonard Piltner, because I'm familiar, very familiar with Yuri's case, as our group of police officers from about 9 different states have worked on this case for about 15 years. Realizing that Yuri was railroaded into prison for something he didn't do. And of course Scott falls in there too for the same situation, and then to find out that Yuri is in prison with Leonard is amazing. But then from what Barry's telling me, that they are communicating and working together, and it just, I'd love to set in on some of those conversations, because Yuri and Leonard are 180 degrees away politically in things they believe, and so it must be very interesting, Barry, to talk to both these guys together and see them working together to try to bring justice to a very unjust criminal justice system today.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been one of the highlights of my career to have had the pleasure of sitting in and brainstorm with Leonard and Yuri. Yuri is a extremely intelligent young man. I say young because he's 5 years younger than me. But he's extremely intelligent. He's taught me a lot, and he's a very thorough, learned man. And I also have had the pleasure of working with Leonard, who is a wonderful man. And I, you know, I can, when I meet with him, I look him in the eyes, and I know he didn't do this, and
yeah.
yet. So I feel quite privileged to represent and hopefully help these two men get the justice they do.
That would be absolutely the answer to just millions of prayers, because we've been asking people to pray for Yuri for just literally decades now. He's been there 22 years almost, and so we're just excited about you being there, Barry. And I'd like to do this for our listeners. We're going to go ahead and open the phone lines up, and Barry and I will continue to talk here. And if you wouldn't mind, folks, your questions, I hope you'll stick to the subject matter tonight, because we don't have a lot of time, and we want Barry to continue to lay out what's going on and perhaps what we can all do to help. Okay? So here's that call-in number. If you'd like to call in tonight, you can call in on 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Barry, take off again where you left off and just continue to lay it out for us here.
Well, I think I've set forth the lawsuit, I wanted to mention a little more. I had mentioned some of the injustices that Leonard has suffered. I'm new to Yuri's case. I had the pleasure of getting involved in his case, well, probably for the past 7 months, and I'm not as versed. However, I've read quite a bit, and it is, as both of these cases are just tragic. Yuri, for example, was acquitted of first-degree murder, and yet the court has upheld his conviction on a second-degree murder that doesn't exist, and there's no jurisdiction, and he has just brought that to the Eighth Circuit, and again, the courts have failed to give him the justice due. We're hoping that we'll bring that to the United States Supreme Court, but again, we see a complete failure in the courts who contrive reasons to keep these men in jail.
Yes. Barry, have you read his Yuri's book, The Writ of Habeas Corpus?
Yes.
What a grand piece of work that is. You know, to see that young man writing this book on the floor of his prison cell, and to see as a police officer, and I'm sure you as a lawyer, to see how well documented and how professional it is laid out as an investigation into this case is amazing, just absolutely amazing.
Well, he's got a very fine mind,
and
he's got many, many other ideas, which I can't get into tonight, because, we're not going to go away. We're working on so many angles because there are so many things wrong with these convictions.
Oh yes. We, as I told you on our break, which the listeners didn't hear, this was an awakening for me as a police academy instructor in Phoenix, Arizona. It was our job to review how our fellow law enforcement people around the nation fall, why they get killed, and to research to train new academy recruits so that they don't do the same thing. And we've never seen such a case as this one. We'll be right back, folks, in just a minute with more from Barry Bacharach, Yuri Call's attorney. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, and veterinarians are having with Silver 400. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the product in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP Research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use Silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions. 334-493-0420.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and as I was saying when we went to break, we lawmen were just shocked at this case, and so shocked, we did our own investigation, went to these places, North Dakota, and went to Arkansas, and I went to North Dakota and Arkansas numerous times and tried to interview people for our police and military group. And we offered an affidavit in 1955 from criminal justice professionals, and which represented something like 150 years in law enforcement, Barry. I believe you probably saw that, where we laid out as police investigators and police academy instructors how they actually set up to murder Gordon Call. It looks like other members of his family on that day, and that really shocked us, because with our affidavit, I believe we can prove before any jury that these two U.S. Marshals were up to no good when they set up that roadblock that day and violated every tenet of their training. We through the police academies and then in-service training, extended training, go and train officers how they can make arrests of felony people, matter of fact, felons out there, like a felony roadblock, without causing a violent confrontation. Well, when we looked at this case, Barry, we found out that these very intelligent top law enforcement U.S. Marshals had violated every tenet that would cause a violent outcome. And when we interviewed, of course, the chief of police and then U.S. Marshal Bud Warren, who went with us and investigated this case, they told us that they were going out there to force a shootout with Gordon Call and his family. And so our investigation showed that that's absolutely true. They were hoping to kill this man, and anybody that resisted, they were going to kill them too. So this was my awakening as a law enforcement person, this case back in 1983. And so can you tell us, Barry, a few things about the travesty that was brought against Leonard? Because it's amazing how these two men, diametrically opposed as they would be to each other if they had met on the street, you know, politically, during those years, here they are, they've suffered the same type of injustices that railroaded them into prison, and they are literally political prisoners together in there, and are communicating and networking together to try to do something about these injustices. Can you share a few of those things with us?
Oh, sure. Leonard's case starts with him being captured in Canada. And the first thing the FBI did in conjunction with the U.S. prosecutors and Canadian prosecutor, in order to have Leonard extradited, they contacted a woman named Myrtle Pourbaix, a mentally challenged person, who provided them with false affidavits. She claimed to be Leonard's girlfriend in the first affidavit, and that Leonard left the shootout and admitted to her he murdered the agents. When that affidavit was brought up to Canada, they said that wasn't enough. So the Canadian prosecutor came down to the United States, met with the U.S. prosecutors, and the FBI got this woman and tormented her, and then she submitted two affidavits saying she was Leonard's girlfriend and she was there and saw him shoot the agents. These were outright lies. She had never been at this property. She never saw Leonard Peltier until she saw him in court. And the U.S. prosecutors outright lied before the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. One judge asked Evan Holtman, who was a U.S. prosecutor at that time, whether it was on their face these were inconsistent. He said he had nothing to do with them. That was an outright lie. There are documents that show he was involved in the selection of these affidavits.
I see.
That's how they got him to the United States. Then they withheld intentionally evidence, exculpatory evidence. The key to the case was the tying of a AR-15 to what I call a magic bullet, a casing found in one of the agents' trunks 3 days after the shooting. And at trial, the government tried to prove that, or proved it to the jury that that was Leonard's gun, and he was there and shot them. What they withheld and intentionally withheld is that there was no relationship between that casing and the gun. Despite that, and despite the Eighth Circuit's recognition of misconduct by the FBI and that this evidence could have caused serious doubts in the jury's mind, Leonard didn't get a new trial. I always thought that you had to prove a guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. But the government has since that time admitted on at least four occasions that it does not know who shot the agents. Yet Leonard was tried for shooting the agents. So then they did an end run and claimed that the conviction could be upheld on aiding and abetting, but There's been no evidence that I've ever seen anywhere who he aided and abetted, how he aided and abetted. So despite all the government misconduct, which has been recognized in the courts, Leonard Peltier still sits in jail.
How many years now? How many years, Barry?
29. He's going on his 30th.
Years. My goodness. Yuri's been in there about 22 now. He was 22
years
of age.
The irony of both of these cases is that they were tried by the same judge, Judge Benson.
That's
they
amazing.
Were tried by the same U.S. prosecutors. Yuri's case, as you and I have discussed, is outrageous because the prosecutor and judge were good friends. The judge knew the murdered marshals well, and on the jury, as I understand it, was someone familiar with the prosecutor.
Yeah,
I had,
very good family friend since childhood, was on that jury, and somehow it didn't come up under voir dire, and it wasn't admitted, or he would have been kicked off there. So they kind of smirk about it now, years later, that they were actually good friends. It just makes you sick at your heart that this is what we call justice in America.
I mean, I view both of these cases as real tragedies. I mean, there were murdered lawmen, and I feel bad about that, but that's still not an excuse that our system railroads people and twists the wheels of justice in order to get the unjust outcomes.
Yes, and it would be nice if we thought we had people in prison that actually committed the crimes and could prove it. And in both these cases, of course, Yuri did not. We know that he did not kill these two U.S. Marshals. We know Gordon Call did, and so there's no question about that. And in Leonard's case, they obviously couldn't prove it, and they had to manufacture evidence. So in both cases, these cases should have been found in favor of the defendants, and of course now they've been in there for decades, and here we are still trying to right these wrongs. And I want to share with the listeners out there, Barry, anything that you think we can do to help, because we're all just chomping at the bit. I know us law enforcement people want to help get Yuri and Scott Fall out of there and Leonard. And
well,
so what can we do? What can we do to help?
One thing, it would be great when we have the hearing, hopefully within the next month, on this lawsuit, for law enforcement to be out there at the court showing support for justice.
Yes.
That's one thing that I think. I think people have to become outraged. People, we cannot, if we are going to live in a free society and believe in the freedoms granted by the Constitution, people should be outraged, and we have to be outraged by these cases.
How about also?
People should call for congressional inquiry into this.
Yes. Barry, how about before we leave the appearance of people there at the court, how about we need to have literally hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of private citizens there too, showing that they want justice in this case. So what time, when is this hearing going to be, and where is it going to be for our audience out there?
It will be in Washington, D.C. We don't have a date yet. As soon as I get a date, you'll be one of the first
Good.
To know.
Well, we'll sure put it out, because we want to start getting people headed that way, and we do have a lot of people in that area that could get over there, and so definitely we want to know. We believe in being there and filling up those courtrooms, like in my case when I was wrongly prosecuted in Phoenix, Arizona, to punish me for a speech I gave by my own police department. We had probably 500 to 600 people pour out into the courtroom, and they had to open up another courtroom and set up cameras in another room, and the judge came out and turned around and saw all those people, and his glasses almost dropped off his head. He says, "What's going on here?" So we'd love to see that happen with the Yuri Call and Leonard Peltier case. So you be sure and let us know when it's going to be.
I will, and I think that's real important, because It goes to the education, and people need to know about this injustice. And the more the people know and the more the people show they're outraged and we're not going to take anymore, the better chance we have of finally getting justice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's also, Barry, give out the way people can get this very important document. I mean, to tell you, it's a legal document, but it's a well-written story of Yuri's, from Yuri's own pencil, laying on the floor of his cell, writing this in pencil, and then having somebody type it up. It's a beautiful document called The Writ of Habeas Corpus, documenting the case of the federal assault on the Gordon Call's family in Medina, North Dakota in 83. And folks, you can call or write. Let's see. We did have a phone number here. I think we still do. Let me open the book up here. I've got a phone number here. You can call and get a information on how to order this book. Here's a phone number, 318-965-1230. That's 318-965-1230. And here's where you can write and send in the money. You send $30. It's actually $29.95 or $24.95 for the book and $5 shipping and handling. And you send that into, let's see here. Here it is right here. Post office box to Yuri Von Call. You could just put Yuri Call, K-A-H-L, post office box 597 Benton, B-E-N-T-O-N, L-A, Louisiana, and that's 71006. So send along $30. If you want to give a little more donation, feel free to do so. But send it to Yuri Call, K-A-H-L, post office box 597, Benton, B-E-N-T-O-N, L-A, Louisiana, that's 71006. Now, another thought, too, Barry, is that there was a movie production put out,
Death and Taxes,
video, Death and Taxes, which documents this horrendous injustice against the Call family, where law enforcement went out and killed or tried to kill members of that family for political reasons. And sadly, we lost some of our brothers and sisters in uniform, but our brothers anyway, and it wasn't that they were doing wrong, and so they were shot down. Instead of shooting the family, Gordon Call outshot them and escaped, and then they executed him down in Arkansas, and it's all in this book, The Writ of Habeas Corpus, and I want you to get copies of this, folks. Number one, it is written by Yuri. It's his story, and boy, it is extensive and very well laid out. It's the true story. And also, it will help support the family and support this case, which is very expensive for Barry. He's doing this pro bono, but still, I know that these cases are very expensive for him, and Yuri and Joan Call would like to help him with these bills. And so, Barry, what else can they do to help out? And Leonard, too, folks, we've got to remember Leonard was railroaded into jail, too. Leonard Pilter was.
Both have websites. Yuri, people should look at yurivoncall.com.
Okay.
And
let me give that out real slow now. Here, folks, it's www.yuri, that's Y-O-R-I-E, Von, that's V-O-N, that's Victor O-N, if you don't know what I'm saying with V. That's Yuri Von Call, K-A-H-L. And that's all one word, yurivoncall.com. And that's his website. Now, what's Leonard's?
Leonard's is, I would suggest Googling Leonard Peltier Defense Committee, and you'll find it, because there's a there's several websites. And I'm sorry to say, as much as I've been involved in it, I'm drawing a blank at this moment of the website.
Well, we can find
it. I believe it's freeleonardpeltier.org.
I think you're right. But anyway, folks, the last name for Leonard, you know how to spell Leonard, L-E-O-N-A-R-D, and the last name is T as in Paul.
Yep.
E-L-T-I-E-R. P-E-L-T-I-E-R. And if you put that in Google in your search engine, you'll pop up and you'll find his website, I'm sure. And so, yes, get involved all you can, folks, because believe me, if we can break open these cases and get these guys out of prison, it always stops others being railroaded into prison. They stop and hesitate and say, hey, we got our whiskers burned, our tail feathers are on fire for what we did to these two people. And maybe even some of these people will be punished one day. And it helps everybody when we open up some of these cases of tyranny that have been forced on these Americans without anybody really caring until Barry, I guess, came along. So hold on, Barry. We'll be right back. And, folks, okay. You're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program. We'll be right back to close out the program with Barry Bacharach.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Are you tired of Jurassic Age T1 dedicated line pricing? BestT1Prices.com will deliver unbiased T1 line prices in real time, allowing you to save money. BestT1Prices.com also offers business and residential DSL, frame relay, point-to-point, T3, DS3, Wi-Fi, and much, much more. BestT1Prices.com has served over 100,000 instant price quotes. Visit BestT1Prices.com and start saving money today.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Coming back quick, folks, because we got a caller on the line, and Paul, I didn't write it down. Who's on our line? Tom? Tom in Texas. Tom, come on the line here with us.
Hello.
We only have a few minutes left. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot. Listen, Officer Jack, I just wanted to applaud Mr. Bacharach for what he's doing here. I'm a Native American living here in Texas. I'm very familiar with the Leonard Peltier case, and Mr. Bacharach, I know you know that Leonard's health is not the best, and we hope that he gets out very soon.
Well, brother, I'll tell you what, Tom, you you help us rally the people to be there at that trial. We'd like to fill up those streets in Washington, D.C., fill up that courtroom and let the judges know that people out here are upset. So maybe somehow you can help us do that. I'm going to have Barry back on. I'll have him on, and I'll announce that ahead of time, Tom. But anything you can think of to help us rally the people and the American Indians, too, to be there with us, we'd certainly love to see that happen.
Is Mr. Bacharach still there?
Yes, he is.
I am.
Okay. I just wanted to mention also, and you may know this, that, you know, Officer Jack, you mentioned earlier that there are a lot of people praying for Uri. Well, Leonard is an extremely spiritual man. I know that I know for a fact that he still practices Native American religion, going to sweat lodges there in the prison. And in the bigger picture too, you know, this is one thing, you know, the treatment of Native people in this country. Officer Jack, you know, you talk a lot about land rights.
Yeah.
There's a huge lawsuit going on right now. It has been going on for about 8 years now, where there's about $10 billion owed to a tribe up in Montana for mismanaged funds by the Department of the Interior. That's over 100 years. It's been happening since about 1871. They've mismanaged. They've lost files. A judge has ordered the Department of the Interior secretary, two different ones, one under Clinton and Gail Norton now also, to appear. They've both refused. He's fined them $500,000 each. And that's money that's being paid by the American taxpayer because they refuse to go in.
Well, listen, Tom, we're going to let Barry have the last word here. But listen, I'm interested in that. I'd like to know something about that case. So would you call back in and tomorrow night we have a guest, but next night we don't have a guest. Call in. Let's talk about that some more, okay?
I'd be happy to.
Okay, Tom, thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, Barry, we got about 30, 40 seconds here. Would you like to kind of close it out for us tonight? Number one, our police and military association, just, you know, you're our hero, Barry. And we you know, there's dead lawmen out there, but these guys didn't do this. And it's just not right. It breaks our heart to see people going to prison that didn't commit crimes. And so we just want to applaud you and go ahead and tell the people what you'd like to say.
Well, thank you, and I'm humbled by that, and that's really not, I don't view that as any hero. It's just both these men have touched my life, and the injustice they've suffered is something that has to be corrected, and we just aren't going to go away. There's a lot of people like yourselves, and the more we reach, we're just not going to go away and allow this to happen.
Amen, and, brother. Hey. Barry, Lord bless you real good, brother, and we'll be back with you, and thanks so much for what you're doing.
Well, folks, thank you, and Uri and Leonard, thank you for keeping this alive and helping them.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon then. Folks,
Take care. That's it for tonight.
That's it for tonight. Don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. Have a great evening. Good night.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.